When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
I cannot recall which episode it was that you all were speaking on premonitions, but I have one for you that haunts me to this day. But first, some backstory. My dad was career military, retiring after 21 years. My sister and I lost our mom when I was 3 and my sister was 11. Our mom was only 45 years old. My dad had 2 years left to retire at the time, which was 1976. So we lived with our aunt, our mom's sister, in Salem, Virginia, after our mom's passing until his retirement. Meanwhile, our dad was still in Maryland. Upon our dad's return, life was wonderful. I missed my daddy so much, only seeing him once a month prior. Afterwards, to me, life was different. Although in my young mind, I wasn't really sure how. It just became my normal. I knew my mom was gone, however, it just seemed normal to me. My dad was my mom, and my dad and I was fine with that. Comparing myself to most kids and families around me, at school, etc., anyway, I had a wonderful childhood, in spite of this, and the coming unfortunate events. Fast forward to me being around 9 or 10 years old. My sister was out of the house, and knowing what I know now, I suffered from extreme separation anxiety. I was terrified to sleep alone, as we had always shared a bedroom. The dark terrified me. But I remembered two particular nights where I grabbed my pillow and blankets and retreated to my dad's bedroom floor to sleep near his bed. I felt safe there. These two nights weren't very close together, but I remember hearing him snoring, so I tiptoed. I didn't want to risk waking him because I knew that he didn't sleep well anyway. So off to dreamland I went. But both nights that I did this, I had horrible nightmares. Horrible. The first night I dreamt that my dad was working on our washing machine in the basement, and I found him unresponsive under the washing machine. Just like how a mechanic climbs underneath of a car. That's how I found him. The second time, I dreamt of the world ending, and it was very vivid. However, I woke up just prior to that event. And that same night, I dreamt that I had went to sleep in the floor beside my dad's bed, just as I actually had. Upon waking, in the dream, I immediately saw my mom sitting in a winged back chair. This is where my dad's nightstand actually sat, and she seemed scary to me. Intrusive, mean, or almost like a witch. She was laughing, cackling almost. My mom was not evil and in no way had ever been portrayed to me in that way. But she was positioned in the same way of a photo that I actually have of us together while she was sick. I cherish that photo, by the way, but my dream made the photo very scary. Anyway, I asked her where my daddy was, and she was laughing this horrible laugh, and then she pointed to the bed. I had already looked on the bed, and he wasn't there. So I jump up and I start searching all over the bed, which was a twin waterbed in reality. In my dream, it had become a triple waterbed, and I searched and searched until finally I found my dad in the center. I pulled back the sheets, and he was unrecognizable. He looked to be 80 years old, laying in a fetal position in hospital PJs, and then I woke up. Shortly afterwards, I completely forgot this dream. So fast forward again. My dad was unfortunately diagnosed with inoperable small cell carcinoma lung cancer at the age of 49. This was back in 1988. I was visiting him one day at the Salem VA in Salem, Virginia. This was shortly before we lost him. I was sitting there in a chair, and as I glanced over, I immediately had deja vu. My dad was laying in that hospital bed in the exact fetal position. The very man I had witnessed in my dream years ago. My dad weighed less than 120 pounds at this point, same as in my dream. He looked identical to what I had seen in my dream. Normally, my dad weighed about 180 pounds. He was a stocky, healthy man. Needless to say, I had to leave the room. I was in hysterics. I don't know, but I do believe that somehow I saw the future in that dream. That was sent from Susan in Virginia. I've been interested in the paranormal for as long as I can remember. Ghostbusters is still my all-time favorite movie. Back in the early 2000s, I was in my mid-20s. I was working in law enforcement and emergency services, and for a while, I ran a team of like-minded officers and firefighters that found the paranormal and ghost hunting fascinating. It was a relaxing hobby away from the drama and anxiety of our jobs, and I think having people who are used to investigating, documenting, and responding coolly under pressure added something to any results that we may have found. All that aside, this story happened to me while I had a rare day off and was just out riding around alone. I grew up in Northwest Georgia and I visited the Chickamauga battlefields many times as it was just a 20-minute or so drive and it was always peaceful. The battlefield is a national park and it preserves the site of a major Civil War battle, with nearly 4,000 soldiers killed another 25,000 soldiers wounded, there was a lot of action and energy crammed into such a small area for 3 short days. I decided to take a digital recorder with me as I visited some of the monuments that day, and I tried recording an EVP. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, as it was a nice sunny day and there wasn't really anything remotely spooky about my walk. As I neared a line of cannon monuments on my walk, I stopped and asked the traditional EVP questions. Is there anybody here? Would you like to communicate? Etc. I can firmly attest that I heard nothing with my ears during this excursion. When I got back to my vehicle, I listened to the audio and I was shocked to hear a reply. A voice was yelling, "Get out of here! You don't!" And then there was a loud boom, like that of a cannon firing. I had to listen over and over again as I couldn't believe my ears. I had one other person listen without telling them what it was that they would hear, and they heard it too. It definitely blew my mind. As I've pondered the EVP over the years, I've had to wonder if I did indeed catch audio of a ghostly battle. But why would it tell me to get out of there right before there was a sound of an explosion? Thinking along those lines, I actually have to wonder if I caught a ghostly EVP at all. Maybe I was part of some minor time slip, and I appeared on their battlefield, and they were yelling at me to get out of the way of the cannon fire. Maybe I was the ghost on their battlefield, and the audio I caught is evidence that they could see me, somehow walking in their firing line, just 140 years or so out of sync. makes me wonder. That was from Paul in Sherman, Texas. I don't really tell many people because, well, you get dismissed, so I learned early to just keep your mouth shut. But around 2007, I was pregnant with my fourth child. We were walking through an unused train tunnel. I wasn't feeling well, so my husband went with the two kids up to get the car, and I was holding the youngest. I was standing beside the road waiting for my husband, and something made me look up to the top side of the road. In the trees, about 2 meters from the road, behind the fence, was a huge humanoid thing. It was just standing there. I knew it was watching me. I can remember the feeling clear as day. Don't turn my back. Stay facing it. Because I was scared if I turned my back, like in a horror movie, if I turned back around, it would be even closer. So I stood for about 5 minutes in a standoff with this thing. I was slowly moving back from the road, stepping back, and it remained beside the tree. I honestly can't remember a face, just its shape and its size. My husband came down the hill in the car, and as he came down, I slowly moved back towards the road, and then backed up. I could hear it retreat into the trees, and I could see the trees moving as my husband pulled up. I'm pretty much hysterical now, loading my 6-month-old daughter into her car capsule. I told him not to mess around to hurry up and get in the car. I think I told him that something was in the bush and we needed to get out. I jumped in the driver's seat and I locked all the doors and I got us out of there. Even though I couldn't see it, I still felt it was there observing. I don't know if my husband saw anything, but he is the first one to say, "Hey, tell him about the Yowie you saw." Looking back on it, due to seeing the foliage move, I know it was physically there. But due to not remembering its face, was it an entity? There was no stench that I recall. I don't know if mentally I blocked out its face to deal with it. Throughout my life, I've experienced a lot of paranormal. Little things would occur. A shadow turning off my bedroom lamp early morning. Not feeling safe in my house in Brisbane. Another house was an old farmhouse. There were Chinese coins in all the corners of the house. We often had doors open on their own there. Shadows in the hallway. A hallway urn was thrown repeatedly till it completely shattered down the hallway. Footsteps in the hallway. And the last day that we were there, my husband was mowing. No one was in the house, and I heard someone walking in the house. This is one of the Dalby's original farmhouses. He loaded up the mower and got out of there. Now at the third house, I saw my husband walk into our bedroom and was talking to him and kind of talking loudly and walk past our kitchen door. And he's beside the door in the kitchen. All he said was, "Why are you shouting?" I'm like, "How did you get here? I just saw you at the end of the hallway." He promptly searched the house and only myself and the kids and him were there. The daughter that I was holding on to during the Yowie encounter was always restless. One night, I came out to the dining room. She was hiding under the table, screaming hysterically, looking towards the doorway. Me, by this stage, I started screaming, telling the air to just pass off, you're scaring her. She started to settle down. We used to go to the Outlaws, not in-laws, because they are wanted. Anyway, usually, I was the idiot who did the final check of the house, whilst my husband loaded the kids in the car, and I always felt like someone was there doing the walk around with me. As I would walk out the door, I would get a pat on the bum like, "It's all good, love. I'll keep an eye on the place for you." That wasn't the only haunted houses. There was also a fifth house. I woke up in the morning to a tall shadow standing at the end of the bed with a bowler hat on. I promptly closed my eyes, ducked under the covers, and called out for my husband. I bravely jumped out of bed and searched the house, and doors were all locked. The story was sent from Jude in Australia. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.